And Danny Williams does join us. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
When was the last time you took a horse to the races with 64 kilos on its back?
I had Volpe run with the 66 just the other day, Andrew.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was Goulburn, wasn't it?
Goulburn. Friday.
I missed that yeah, going through then.
I think
They're used to these horses are used to carrying weight then, Danny. Why am I asking that silly question?
Yeah, when you look at Chino's albeit with 63.5, you've got to remember the other day that she raced against Colts and Geldings as well. So theoretically she carried 65.5, which made her effort fairly good.
But the last time I saw one win with 64 kilos, Danny, I think it was you riding three winners at Bajerabon.
I can't remember you visiting.
I know, I used to go every year.
Thank you.
It was actually interesting. Sorry, Ron, before you get cracking, we had Ty England on the radio yesterday, and he wasn't overly concerned. He knows that you ride these horses a great deal in track work, and he wasn't having a go at your weight, but you're obviously yeah, you're slightly heavier than Ty, but these horses would be used to carrying your weight.
Look, Andrew, most track work is done by track work riders who, you know, most probably in their mid-60s carrying 70 kilograms with their gear, so they're carrying it nearly every day, so I don't think it matters that much. I think it comes back to the quality of rider on them and a very fit horse.
Yeah. Well, let's go through them. Arrondissement in the first, big step up in class here.
Oh, no doubt about that, Ryan. She also drops from 62.5 the last start, albeit very inferior company. This doesn't look, you know, your strongest Saturday race, Billy's and Mare's race, and with the new incentives to run 4th to 10th, it gives you, you know, makes you want to come to town to run. Even if we did run 10th, we're picking up 3,500. So she's done well. Her run was very good the other day, missed the start, and most probably should have won.
The Highway, My Blue Jeans, good draw. Can he improve?
Look, with the track, the rating that it is, he definitely comes into calculations. He's most probably the best wet tracker in that particular race. 1,100 was too short for him. Kieran was quite upbeat about the run, just said that they out-sprinted him. And, you know, he steps up to 1,200. Once again, would find it a bit short, but the track really brings him into calculations now. He's most probably, you know, a bit of a threat to Highway 66, given the conditions of the track.
You've taken the muffs off Highway 66, so hopefully at 1,200 she could show a little bit more interest early.
Couldn't believe the other day. She walked out of the gate. She got a bit of a tighten up out of the gate. She half wanted to, at one stage there, looked like she was going to drop ahead. Mm. And then once she did get squeezed out of it, she just didn't want to go. And to run this sectional, she did under the severe pressure a long way from home. I thought it was quite a good run.
Okay, you happy with the way she's trained on?
Look, they were all a bit vulnerable the other day, except for Don't Give a Damn. I thought I was at least a week or 10 days where I really wanted them. So they've really come on since the run. I couldn't be happy with the way that she's done. You'll see her in the enclosure today. She started to really clean up the coat. The muscle tone's a lot better, and as with the other horses as well.
Mm. Well, Don't Give a Damn. Well, obviously, you're not shy of running these good horses in easier races with the big weights. What's your comment on him since last run?
Well, look, he's really gone forward as well. He galloped on Tuesday, which she knows, at Maria. And, look, I wasn't concerned of the weight. We always knew that we were going to be against it. Coming back in class, it was sort of, we're stuck with our program, and look, he's come on since his run. Once again, you'll see an improvement in his coat and condition in the enclosure. You know, there's not going to be a huge lot of improvement there, but I don't think there needs to be.
No. Volpe, you got in there as well?
Look, the wet conditions perhaps are unfavourable for him. I've never, you know, thought he was a wet tracker. His run was quite good here at Goulburn, and where do you go with him? You've got to run them. He's a horse that, you know, gets up to 1,500, 1,600 before he really starts to perform generally. So this looks a nice race for him, and logically, you know, the next step.
And she knows, well, she's just one of these mares that just hasn't got the credit she deserves. Well, I think a few are standing up and taking notice lately, but she just keeps putting in.
Well, look, yeah, that was a very good run by Susan the other day, but the weather brings her right into the race. You know, the heavy track, as we know, she's very good wet track form and dropped significantly in class. She's always one that takes one or two runs before she peaks, and she just keeps producing, and that's pretty spot on about what you said. I think, you know, she's been an underrated filly. She just, the handicappers don't think that because they've certainly caught her up, but this looks a really good race, and if there's any sort of weaknesses in some of the others with the heavy track, she's going to excel.
Okay. All right, good, good to see them back in town, and look forward to today.
Yeah, look, we're very excited. They've all come on since then, and, you know, there's a lot of hype around the Kosciuszko, so we're very happy to have our horses running and showcasing them. If they get a run, they get a run. If they don't, nothing lost. We're going on, a program into some better type races, so they're showcasing themselves once again today.
Well, the negotiations can start from 4 p.m. on Friday when those 12 slots get drawn out, Danny. So it's an exciting week ahead. Good luck today.
Thank you, boys.